Adrian Bronner shoots his shot at Coi Leray doing Instagram Live, but did he score?
And Keisha Cole changed her mind and found out again, found love again, actually. But is it giving Dre and Michelle?
And later, we're dishing with WNBA player Haley Jones. But first, Jesse, what you got?
Well, Bianca Sensori got heads turning for all the wrong reasons again, as she and Kanye West enjoyed a date at the happiest place on earth. Disneyland. Aww. So TMZ captured the couple walking around the theme park, and they raised some eyebrows thanks to Bianca's skimpy nude latex mini dress. And she decided to ditch her shoes for the day because homegirl was walking around barefoot.
If there's a place, Disneyland is the place for bare feet.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly. We was just at Disneyland.
The people that had to walk somewhere before they got to Disneyland. So all the stuff that's on their feet is now at Disneyland.
Come on.
They got Disneyland dirty.
And she walking on.
Some people are just hippies, though, and they're always trying to be grounded with the earth, and they walk around without shoes. Do you think Do you think he's asking her, or do you think she's just like this?
Might just be like this. If it was only her barefoot and not Kanye, and I know they did their barefoot thing in like France or something like that, or Italy, but like that's not a place I would want to walk barefoot, but you know, to each his own. Like she probably got them rough Fred Flintstone feet.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that rubbing against my
do
ankles in bed.
Like to show itty bitties?
Those are far from itty bitty.
Those are nice and biggies.
Why would you do that at Disney World?
Why would she get out her Huey and Louie?
A kid place.
Because you know people go and talk about it.
And a kid's place, that's so disrespectful to the
kids. If I was a kid, I'd be happy. Well, moving on. Coi Leray blasted former world champion boxer Adrian Bronner after he attempted to shoot his shot at her. And it looks like another love TKO. He recently jumped in the comment section of IG Live and wrote, "I'm on your body. Be at my next fight in Miami May 31st. The Hard Rock on me."
Ew.
Well, Coi clapped back with this brutal response that we had to clean up a little bit for TV. Can you hit us with it?
Trying to bag me on an IG Live is crazy. Like, get the hell on, okay? I'm not interested. Like, that's corny.
Now, fans felt Coi reacted too harshly, and she replied back saying she wasn't trying to be harsh, and she hopes he wins his fight. So, is that...
She didn't act harsh. She just responded, letting him know, "You ain't gonna talk to me in any kind of way on no IG. Come to me as a damn man, and I'm a woman." Yeah.
Well, also, what he said, though, is like, "I'm on that body," like... I don't know that that's a good opening line.
And it's not just that. So I'm on IG Live. You coming in the comments, be at my fight. Sir, flued me out. Where is the reservation? Like,
you know, this dude has taken a lot of shots to the head.
He gets hit in the head professionally.
He gets hit in the head professionally.
That don't mean nothing, honey. But you need to go get you some therapy then and come talk to me.
Yeah.
Treat
come
her
on
like
now.
A black woman. No, man.
Has anybody tried to bag y'all on IG like that? Like, I'm on your body?
It happens, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, head crack, somebody be saying
but
that.
But I wouldn't blow their spot and be like, "Yo, get the out of here, crumb." You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, maybe this is the only way you'll ever get a chance to talk to me in real time.
Now, he can fly to her show. It's so many things he can do. I beg to differ with you. There's so many things he can do. If he's all on her IG Live like that, he can pick any one of the places she's going to be.
As much money he got.
He could DM her in a different way and say, "I'm on your body privately."
He is not the master of tact.
He's doing something to be noticed and publicly.
It's the game. It's game. He was like, "Come to my event." What he should have been like is, "Hey, when's the next time I can see you live?" Ooh, that's
can I fly
like,
you out so I can see you at my fight?
But then you're leaving that up to like, you know, interpretation. When's the next time I can see you live?
Oh, damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about pronunciation.
Well, y'all, Keisha Cole has a new man, and she confirmed her relationship with Atlanta rapper Huncho via X a few days ago, tagging his name with the caption, "Man." And she was also spotted walking hand-in-hand in ATL with her new boo earlier this month and had fans talking, honey, because get this, Huncho is 24 and Miss Keisha is 42.
Ooh.
What y'all thinking?
One thing about Keisha Cole, she always gonna support the youth.
Yeah.
Can we be honest, though? Can we be honest? I love Keisha Cole. But she doesn't make the best decision when it comes to men, though. Like, look at what happened with her baby daddy. She was 37, and the baby dad was 23.
Yeah.
Now we go
I don't remember what happened. They just not together no more.
Yeah, it became a mess. It was like a mess all over socials.
Oh, no.
So I just hope this doesn't happen with him. He's a rapper. Like, Keisha Cole don't
what
like
you
bank
mean
manager.
A rapper? Hold on.
Okay, he's a male rapper.
Yeah.
You bet.
He is a male rapper.
Why does that stereotype him? All male rappers are not the same.
But why don't these girls be like in bank tellers? Y'all don't like
it. What is she married?
Because she likes somebody with swag. Right. She might want him to spit some lyrics to her, right? Yeah,
first off, a bank teller could have some swag. It's not about the age, it's not about what he does. At 23, 22, nobody's got their whole life figured out.
And maybe she dates these young people who don't got it together on purpose, because when the relationship goes bad, the music be fire. Remember that one time she was married and happy and y'all hated her? Yo, man, being a celebrity is tough, man.
Scream
we need
it.
Drama.
All right, y'all. We all know Chrissy Teigen is the queen of clapbacks. Huh. And it looks like she's at it again. An IG troll accused Chrissy of having kids as a way of trying to stay relevant.
That's dumb.
And of course she wasn't about to let that go.
Good.
She replied, yes, very bored and need attention. And there's no other way in the world to get it other than having a kid.
I agree with them.
What?
She having kids for attention. I mean, she ain't been doing nothing. Like, what have she done lately?
Been having those kids.
Okay, then.
She
that's
taking care of a
motherhood.
Family? Yeah.
Being a mom.
John Legend out there. Look, John look like he's sick of her.
Performing the miracle of life.
She also has a very good show on Hulu where she eats at different restaurants with friends. It's actually
She's a taster.
Okay, that's...
Yo, having that many kids is the byproduct of your husband really liking you and his reflexes getting slower.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Like,
that don't mean he likes you, honey. Yeah. It don't take long to have a baby, honey, to get pregnant. Just an insert, and that's it.
You know,
it's gonna take multiple, like in and out, like the burger.
It's usually not just, first off, what's your research tell you about it?
About what?
Nothing, never.
Inserting.
Just a...
All right, honey, it's time for
What the Fashion?
That's right, baby, and it seems y'all that Crocs joined forces with Pringles, honey, to give us a pair of boots with a holster to hold a can of chips. And, honey, if you're wondering who would wear this, me. I'll tell you who, baby. Evan Ross and his lovely wife, Miss Ashley Simpson.
That's like final stage boss fat level stuff. Like,
not chips in the shoes.
I would not want the ground
dirt. It's a whole boot.
Oh, it looks like a little cup holder. Like, you could also put a can of a soda in there.
But they killed
it. Shake the soda up before you drink it. No.
And then you got the ground dirt air hitting your soda or your chips.
What's that, a beeper for behind it?
Yeah. It's where your ankle monitor goes.
Maybe your wallet. You could use it for a wallet.
No.
Or you could put your flour in there.
Mm. How much money
Crocs
is it?
Paid them.
Yeah. They good for diabetics. I mean, you could have shit to eat, honey.
Yeah, and you could put your Ozempic in there.
Oh, now, you know, and with Evan wearing it, I wonder what Ms. Ross thinks. She probably say, Lord, my child has lost his mind.
Well, she probably likes it. She could put her blood pressure medicine or whatever medicine she's taking, put it in.
Ms. Ross wouldn't be seen with those, honey, some Pringles chips.
Everybody got blood pressure when they 70 and up.
Oh, Ms. Ross doesn't have high blood pressure, let's be clear. Okay, now you can talk about all the mother girls.
She can put a drink in there.
If she eats those Pringles, she might. All right, coming up! If Emma Roberts gives you a gift, make sure you hold on to it. We'll tell you why after the break. I do like some Pringles, though.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
Okay, Architectural Digest walked through Emma Roberts' home, and when they got to her book collection, she pointed out a specific book she took back from an ex.
Ooh.
Check this out.
This is a book I actually gave as a gift to my ex, but then when we broke up, I saw how much it was worth, and I kept it.
Period.
Wow.
Period.
Okay, after doing some research, the book she took back was Charles Portis's 1966 classic Norwood. Now, we don't know how much Emma's copy is worth. Other websites list the book for at least $3,300.
Period.
That's what's up.
Period. Okay.
What the book made out of?
I don't know.
But $3,300.
Probably was like a first edition or something.
Had to be,
Petty. She was petty. Petty, yeah.
Have y'all ever taken something back from my ex?
No, if I got it for them, they can have it. I don't want it no more. It wasn't for me.
I used to buy my friend $25 shoes, honey. I didn't want those.
$25 shoes?
You dog.
You couldn't fit
them
no way. They want your size, I'm sure.
Shout out to Payless.
No, men's shoes be $25?
At the outlet, honey. You're not going to wear Gucci, honey, and walk out my life in them. Hit these $25, honey.
All right, y'all, moving on. It's time for...
Battle of the Thirst Traps!
Well, y'all, first up, we have Stevie J. He posted this video with the caption, Happy Wednesday, no BBL.
No BBL?
Ooh, I think that's Jade and Drake. Right. Yo, he's Jade and Drake, because remember, Rick Ross accused Jacob getting a BBL. He's calling him BBL Drizzy.
No, don't start nothing. Don't start nothing.
I didn't start that. Ross and his lemon pepper wing said that. I didn't say that.
Could you date a guy who had chest BBLs? Like he had fake muscles?
At this point.
You got a first no.
At this point, guys.
Oh, Jesse.
All right, y'all. Moving on to somebody who doesn't have a BBL, allegedly. It's a special one, y'all, because it's a man who sits on this stage with me each and every day and hides all of this under his clothing.
I do.
Tanner.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Gary, Tanner posted this picture with the caption. Gary, can you channel Tanner's voice and do us the honors?
Use your Tanner voice.
I don't care. I put in the work and I'm proud of it. 8+ hours a week. BJJ. CrossFit lifts. Cardio. Reduce alcohol intake. Increase protein intake.
New character unlocked. Yeah. I ain't never heard that voice come
out
again.
That was really good. At first, I didn't know. You gotta be careful. You can't post jack crap on Instagram without
Disney. Oh, you should have saw this coming.
Yeah. Now, Tanner.
I should have known better.
He wanted to put a real picture up because his headshot the other day was a little too polished.
Why did we have to come back around to that?
He wanted a real shot of how he looks today, so he wanted to give you some Yeah, this was up.
So, Tanner, what's BJJ? Because, I mean, it sounds fun. Like
Brazilian junk juice?
It's Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
That's what he does every morning. Yeah.
That extra J was so clutch.
Jiu-jitsu is very important.
I thought it was booty juice juice.
Booty juice juice?
Juice juice?
You're so stupid,
Gary. Tanner, that's the view that the girlies get from that angle?
Look, he proud. So who won the battle, y'all?
Tanner, of course.
Tanner for the win.
All right, y'all, coming up, WNBA star Haley Jones is in the building. Find out what she thinks about her sports family getting the recognition it deserves, plus much more after the break.
Oh,
yes. All right.
Do you shave?
All right.
No, I just don't grow it.
Really? Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back! Hey. All right, it's time for us to be on our best behavior because we have company. Now let's give a warm Dish Nation welcome to Athletes Unlimited and WNBA star of the Atlanta Dream, Haley Jones! All right, yo, Haley, you ready for some 1-on-5?
I'm ready.
Let's get it, man. Fun time. Let's go.
Okay, Haley, your skills on the court garnered some major attention last season, and now you're being called a key player for the Atlanta Dream. Congratulations. How does it feel to be 22 years old and living the dream?
I mean, it's great. I'm loving life in the ATL right now from the Bay, so it's a bit of a switch up, but okay. I don't know about star player quite yet. I'm still making my way, but I'm excited for you, too.
Very okay, nice. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, the WNBA draft just went down a couple days ago, and, you know, we got Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso going to the Chicago Sky, and Caitlin Clark is going to the Indiana Fever. What is your advice for ladies entering their first season of the WNBA?
Yeah, I mean, entering the W's, it's a big change, just like from high school to college. But I think it's like you're this huge All-American, you're a National Player of the Year, all these different things. You get to the W, everybody's been there, done that. Now you're dealing with Olympians, you're dealing with All-Stars. It's just a different caliber. And so I think for them, like, they have the talent. They're going to be here for a reason, but it's just understanding what makes you great and sticking with that.
Okay.
Nice.
So speaking of the new players, it's been reported Caitlin Clark is going to be making $338,000 over a period of 4 years. Ice Cube offered her $5 million to come play for the Big Three. Would you have taken that $5
million? I mean, it's hard. It's hard. $5 million, that's hefty. But I think for us, like, the W's always been the dream. So it's like you don't want to give up the dream just for that amount of money. And I think also Caitlin's doing well for herself. NIL, everything's going to carry over. And I think she's just kind of adding that WNBA base salary onto it. So I'm excited for her. I'm glad she chose the W. I think most of us would have chosen the W, but that was a big deal for her to put out there.
Yeah.
So you're saying she didn't want to work with the Big Three?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to speak for Caitlin.
She did not say that, Gary.
She's saying the W is the dream. That's what she said.
Well, Haley, speaking of the draft, honey, Tanner here, now he's looking to get drafted into a relationship. Yes, honey. So do you have any teammates that you could hook him up with?
Well, I mean, Tanner, what's your type? Talk to me. Let me know.
I like athletic women who have great free throws and go hard in the paint.
Wow.
you know.
Wow, wow, yes. You know,
that's not what you said last night.
Come on, Jesse. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa.
I'm just kidding. He's,
you know, he's good personalities. Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Okay, well, I mean, I got a lot of ladies for you. I don't know. I feel like the W is full of beautiful women. You saw a lot of beautiful women in the draft last night on Monday.
They all tall, though, Tanner.
Yeah.
See,
Brett,
I am trying to breed up.
Okay, you got to think about your future.
Yeah, I'm thinking about future generations here.
He can wear heels.
Reach up to the top shelf.
He can wear heels.
I don't know. We can get you a step stool. You'll be just fine.
Oh, I mean, listen, I will step stool.
I'll get you some names.
I'll jetpack you, you know.
What's the little thing you do it again?
That's the jetpack. That's when, like, the person, they're the tall person and you're the jetpack.
Oh, my God. Okay, Haley, you are the host of the podcast Sometimes I Hoop. So why don't you go ahead and do this tease for us?
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, everybody stay right here because we have more with me, WNBA star Haley Jones, right after the break.
Yay!
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Hey. Okay, Haley, we're gonna play a game of dribble or slam dunk. All right, so we're gonna ask you your opinion on a couple topics. You can either dribble around it. This is how dribbling looks, right?
Yeah.
You can either dribble around it if you think it's a little too messy, or slam dunk it if you want to give a response.
Okay.
All right, well, here's the first one. Shaquille O'Neal admitted to throwing his Olympic gold medal out of the car back in 1996 because coach didn't play him until the end of the game.
I mean, I think I've got a slam dunk. Honestly, I heard it was dropped here in Atlanta, and so I feel like it's already been pawned. Somebody's using it as something like a grill, a chain, something. I would have kept it. I would not be throwing my Olympic medal out the window.
If it was like his free throws back then, it didn't go far.
Right, right.
Well, Haley, I noticed you have a lot of gold on right now. You got them gold earrings. Did you pawn the award?
No. That's on me.
You're too young. You're too young.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Too
young.
Okay, so how about this one? Toronto Raptors' Jontay Porter was just banned from the league after an investigation revealed he disclosed confidential information to bettors and bet on his own NBA games.
I think I got another slam dunk.
Yeah.
I just think, like, last year, our orientation, half of the time we talked about not betting. To be a professional athlete, part of it is doing it for the love of the game. So, like,
exactly.
I'm not going to sit out of games just to let bettors know the insight. So,
right.
Yeah, like, being banned forever is, wow. Like, that's a lot. But I do think that there needs to be some repercussions there.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was so good looking and dumb. God.
Yeah.
He looks like a variant of Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's from Canada.
He is in Canada. Okay.
Yeah. He look like Drake's cousin. They're in Toronto.
Yeah.
Brizzy break.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, make sure you catch Haley lighting up the basketball court this upcoming season, because that is all the dish we got for you today. And we will see you next time. Can we get a swish?
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
It went in.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.